SDK. Welcome to Business Life After Hours, a podcast that takes a deep dive into real-life topics at the intersection of business and life. After the workday ends, that's where we pick up. It's my honor to introduce Vice President and Director of Athletics at the University of Toledo, Brian Blair. He's been a leader in athletic programs across the country and is one of the youngest and most forward-thinking ADs in the business. Brian, welcome. Great to have you here on Business Life 360 and Business Life After Hours.
No, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Always enjoy seeing you and enjoy this conversation for today.
Same here. So listen, one of the big things we're talking about on this show is the whole change in collegiate athletics. Yeah. You've been in athletics for a long time as a player and also now as an AD. Tell us a little bit more, and for our audience's sake, what is name, image, and likeness, and what is happening with the NCAA in terms of new policies that are being set for collegiate athletics?
Absolutely. So for the longest, I'll phrase it almost endorsements. Student athletes at the NCAA level couldn't take part in endorsements. So we couldn't have an area, restaurant, pay a student athlete for an appearance or autographs or for a commercial or using their true name, their picture, their image, their digital landscape, and or their likeness of them to promote those products. Mm-hmm. And so a couple years ago, this came about, and I think everybody thought it'd be more of that endorsement type model. I think what we've seen is you kind of have this bifurcation in two different directions of what it's become. There's traditional endorsement model. And we certainly, I think if you've been to any of our basketball games, you see some of our student athletes in a commercial for Noonies Chips or other entities or signing autographs or selling jerseys and apparel with their name on it. That's a portion of it. Then you have this other portion where it's really become some of our most loyal supporters being willing to donate their money to student athletes through our NIL collectives or third parties that support Toledo Athletics and make sure those student athletes have the opportunity for NIL opportunities. And in return, those student athletes take part in nonprofit activities, whether it be hospital visits or soup kitchens or other type of activities within the community. So when you say NIL, you're kind of talking about two different realms, mm-hmm. But both are incredibly important to what we do and incredibly important in the landscape of college athletics.
So true. We truly are living this in real time as it ties to athletic departments, as it ties to student athletes. So I'm curious to know for you personally, is this a long time coming? Like, do you feel like student athletes should be getting paid at this point?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's interesting. So I started my career after law school going and working in the NCAA in a postgraduate program they have. And we'd sit in those scenarios, those meetings, and we'd have waiver cases. And we talk about NCAA rules. And one of the things that first jumped out at me is, well, why can't a student athlete do an endorsement when a professional athlete can, or some of our coaches do, and you see a Nick Saban on an Aflac commercial with Don Staley, like those are coaches doing endorsement deals. And it always struck me, well, why can't we do that? Why can't student athletes do that? Wouldn't that solve a lot of our problems? Well, that was a long time ago. Fast forward to now.
Just listen to you.
Yeah. I had all the ideas, I'm sure. But if you fast forward to now and they have that opportunity, I think what it's shown is that's really good, and the student athletes take advantage of those. And I think the great thing is in a market like Toledo, we have more opportunities than many of our counterparts throughout the league. I think the other piece of it is something we're still trying to get our hands around. When you've got third parties and many people don't understand what name, image, likeness or NIL is, and you're trying to explain it and explain how it's different and the same, some of our university fundraising, there's a lot of confusion, a lot of moving parts. And I think that's the piece we're really trying to get straightened out and be more informative and inform people, okay, you make whatever decision you want to make with your money, but at the same time, we want to make sure you're informed about all the great options to support Toledo Athletics.
So that's a great point. Let's drill down on that for a second. So as donors, you can give and have given, let's just say, to the athletic department and the program for years. Yeah. Say 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you were giving as a donor. Now, all of a sudden, you have the option of giving to these name, image, and likeness, maybe they're organizations that may not be necessarily associated with the athletic department. So that money would go to the players, to the endorsements, aforementioned commercials, and that type of thing, and to recruit and retain players before they go into the portal. Is that how that works? Tell us more about how that works.
Yeah, I mean, I think now you've got one more bucket to have an option. I think there's some nuances to making a donation of this gets you parking or suite access versus this gets you access via the collective to what they can and want to do to incentivize those donors to support those activities. Mm-hmm. But certainly, I mean, this is a huge piece of recruiting and retention of student athletes. And when you've got high quality student athletes, we want to make sure everything that we offer at the University of Toledo, you never walk away from here feeling like I have to go somewhere else to get that opportunity. And whether it's name, image, likeness, whether it's high character opportunities, whether it's nutrition, we want to make sure our student athletes have every single opportunity here that they would anywhere else in the world. So they say, you know what, I want to be a Rocket, I want to stay a Rocket, I want to graduate a Rocket, and that's always going to be our goal.
I love that. Yeah. Now, you talk about the student athlete coming to the University of Toledo. Clearly, at this point, they have to be really excited about the branding for themselves and what's being offered. Tell us more about what UT is offering student athletes as it ties to name, image, and likeness and some of those things that you just described.
Yeah, I think a big piece of it for us is how do we elevate our student athletes' brands in everything that we do? And some of it's small things that you wouldn't necessarily notice if you're paying attention, but even tagging them in our social media posts, right? They're increasing their following, so then they've got a platform to tell their story and engage the community. I think what we try to do internally through open doors and then making available opportunities for them, but also streamlining the process for them to report up under Ohio law to be compliant there. We try to make that really efficient so they can do what they do there. And so as we have open doors, as we have those opportunities, we provide them photos to build their own brands. I think we're trying to elevate their brand and as a result, elevate our story. I think there's other little things we do, including our student athletes and a lot of other activities. So we had a sponsored dinner last week where many of our corporate sponsors throughout the town got together for a happy hour with snacks. For the first time ever, we had a student athlete panel and had our student athletes disclose their stories, who they are, and you'd be amazed how those opportunities pop up after they hear the incredible stories of our student athletes. And this brand says, I want to align my brand with that student athlete's brands because they've got a compelling story that I want to hear. One of those young men is on a billboard around town, Kevon Butler, a remarkable young man that's a defensive lineman for us. We've got a great personality and a great story. And he's been able to connect with businesses around the community to really elevate himself. So thinking around the clock on that and then making sure internally we've got the technology and the staff to really grow our digital brand. Mm-hmm. That's a big piece of the equation, I think, for our athletic department and as our student athletes to try to elevate who they are via the staff and the tools that we have internally to allow them to be successful, not just for the next 4 years, but for the next 40 years.
Mm-hmm. And it's a win-win for both, clearly. And it's like you said, once you start telling the story, once people start hearing the story of the individual athlete, of the program, of the team, all of a sudden then it resonates even more. And those athletes become supported, they become elevated, as does the program. So it's all fitting together, like a beautiful puzzle.
I don't know how you can spend 5 minutes with one of our student athletes and not fall in love. I really don't. Yes. I mean, I'd tell you all 400 of them, if you spend 2 seconds listening to their story, the passion they approach it with, the hard work they put in, and then the outcome of winning championships and achieving record-breaking GPAs. If you meet one of those individuals and don't just fall in love with their story, we need to check on you because something's wrong. So like, I love my job because I get to interact with those individuals.
Oh, they are something special. And the work ethic and just their personalities, it's really something special. So, okay, let's step back a minute and look at some of the conferences. So you have a school like the University of Toledo, in the MAC, the Mid-American Conference. Now, how does a MAC school compete with a Big Ten, an SEC, a Big 12 school who may have a budget, an unlimited budget or a very large budget in terms of recruitment and retention of the athletes?
Yeah, I mean, there's an old saying, I think it comes from the Marines or Navy SEALs. It's, how do you eat an elephant? Well, one bite at a time, right? So I think it's important to not say, okay, what we have is not what X Big Ten school has, so we should just give up. I think our starting point is dominating the Mid-American Conference. Mm-hmm. If we dominate the Mid-American Conference to the degree that I know we can, leveraging our natural resources, that's going to make other opportunities on the other side of that a lot more attainable, right? So I think whatever we do, we start with, are we the best in the conference at it? We were the first in the conference from an NIL standpoint to have NIL programming, the first in the conference to have NIL collectives, and all the metrics show that we're leaders in NIL. Mm-hmm. Through the conference. So I think that's the appropriate starting point.
It's a big win.
It is. And we're first in the conference championships. We're first in GPA. We're first in a lot of things, right? So one, sustaining that, but then asking what's next and what's that next layer of aspirational peer we want to compete with. I don't know that that necessarily automatically jumps to a Big Ten or SEC program, but there's a lot of programs in between that and the Mid-American Conference that we need to make our next focal point so we continue to climb that ladder and continue to be competitive. And it's got to be more than transactional. And I think that's the most important thing. It certainly, NIL plays a big piece of that, but our coaches play an awful big piece in that too. Do they have the deep relationships with our student athletes where it makes it really hard for that young man or that young woman to walk into that coach's office and say, hey, I know you loved me. I know you walked into my home as a 17-year-old and recruited me. I know you've cared for me. I know you've given me and picked me up when I was down. but I've got an extra 5,000 over here, so I'm going there. We want to make that conversation as hard as possible because we love our student athletes as much as possible, and we show them we love them. And I think that combination of giving them a great experience, letting them play in front of packed stadiums and arenas, and having coaches and other staff members that really love them and build deep, meaningful relationships, that's a recipe for success. That's a recipe we've always been it from. And I think in this new world, that's probably more important than ever.
And since you've been at the University of Toledo, you have a roadmap for success that you've developed. It's a 5-year strategy, Rise Together. Let's hear a little more about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I tried to do when I first got here in my first 90 days was really listen, learn, and then lead. I think so many times new leaders pop into situations, they automatically want to make an impact or show, hey, I'm the best person in charge and here's the things I did. And I think I'm probably more reluctant to do that, especially when you're walking into a situation as good as this university was walking into it, right? This was not a broken situation. It was an equation of going from a really good athletic department to an even better one. And I use the book Good to Great a lot because I've read that book a number of times. I believe in the philosophies. So we based our strategic plan off the book Good to Great. And one of the comments that the author makes in there is talking about the flywheel for momentum and taking current momentum and using it to fuel your success to higher reaches. And so we bake six steps into that flywheel for momentum that are our six steps within our strategic plan. Each of those six steps has objectives and criteria and persons responsible for them, but with the overall goal of becoming and being the gold standard of college athletics. Mm-hmm. And the vision and the piece I love about that is we get to define what gold standard is. Here at Toledo, I think it is graduating student athletes at a really high rate, young people that aren't on the front page of the newspaper every other weekend, record-breaking GPAs, and record-breaking championships. Mm-hmm. We're at a place where we don't have to choose one or the other. So many places will say, if you want to be a student athlete, you can't major in engineering, you can't be nursing, you can't be pharmacy. We've got all of that and more within our athletic department. Mm-hmm. And our coaches bend their schedules around that to make it possible for our student athletes. So here at Toledo, we don't have to choose. And I think that's something really important that we should always latch on to. And that plan gives us those guideposts for doing that, but also making sure our university and our community understand our value proposition. And the athletic department is committed to making those entities even better than they were before via the avenues that we have, mm-hmm. but also them understanding that we want to be teammates to the university, to the community. Because if all three lock arms are pulling in the same direction, something incredible can happen. Mm-hmm. And teamwork's one of the easiest things to say and the hardest thing to execute. It requires self-sacrifice or regards dropping the ego a little bit. But if we can pull it off, and we will pull it off, when that happens, this athletic department, this community, this university will become something that's hard to fathom how successful we'll be. And I look forward to seeing that day.
That's an awesome strategic plan, and I can feel the momentum already.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. It's great. So talk to us a little bit more about if I'm a student athlete, let's just say maybe in my dreams I'm a 6-foot shooting guard.
Yeah, you, me, both.
Top in the state, heavily recruited across the country. Yeah. How does the University of Toledo Athletics department go about recruitment for someone like that?
Yeah. I mean, one, I think it starts with recruit, retain, develop the best teammates. That's the first prong of our strategic plan. To me, that starts with our head coaches. When you've got remarkable head coaches, one, how do you recruit them when you have to recruit them? But two, how do you retain the ones that you have and then develop them, the student athletes, and everybody involved in that the utmost you can via the resources that mm-hmm. you can deliver? Mm-hmm. And so I think when you've got that, you're in a really good situation. You talk about Todd, Trisha, Jason, any of our other coaches, they go out and find the best and brightest. They're really good at developing talent and getting that talent on mm-hmm. campus. I think we have a really compelling story because we've got a history of success. I think some places are trying to sell you on what we can become, but they've never reached any level of success, so they're speaking theory. We don't have to speak theory here. You say you want to be a first-round draft pick in the NFL, I can show you one right down the road right now that's about to get drafted right up in Detroit. You say you want to play for conference championships, I can show you two basketball programs that have done it 3-plus, 1-4-plus times in the last 4 years. You say you want to play on national TV, I'm sure your football program has played a record-breaking number of times. So we've got that athletic piece covered. I think they want to see packed arenas because nobody wants to play in front of nobody. Mm-hmm. You want a crowd. You want to feel supported. You want passion. You don't want apathy. I think our attendance records that we've broken the last couple of years in a number of spots show that you can play in front of a passionate Toledo crowd. And then lastly, this community. I think this community is incredible, not only for what it is in the population and the passion that we see, but it provides our student athletes an opportunity to drive 5 minutes in any direction and be in front of a Fortune 500 CEO and build for the future and have those individuals lean into them, not only for because they're a basketball player, football player, tennis player, lean into them because they're a University of Toledo student that has high aspirations. And many of these corporations love the combination of a really good student and a really good athlete because of the life skills, the bouncing through adversity, all those things you learn on the football field, on the basketball court, in the swimming pool. And so we've got this unique combination of things that, again, you don't have to choose at the University of Toledo. You come here, you don't forego anything. You get everything that you want. You get a great social life, a great education, mm-hmm. a great opportunity to play in front of lots of fans on national TV and pursue all of your dreams at the highest level. And hopefully that's playing a 10-year career in the NFL and then going on to be an engineer for the next 30 years or whatever your sport may be. But we've got these opportunities. We've got to continue to elevate those and tell that story because then we can point to examples and not theory.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Now, we talked a little bit earlier about the kind of the financial commitment that athletic departments have to now have and really be responsible for in terms of name, image, and likeness, mm-hmm. retaining, retention, and also recruitment. Mm-hmm. So what new donor sources do you have to really drill down and find mm-hmm. In order to be successful?
I think that's the number one question that we're all exploring right now is the idea that we take our existing donors that give to the university and just swap all those people over the NIL. That can't happen. Mm-hmm. At a place like the University of Toledo, we receive heavy subsidization from the university, and then we're on the hook for the other piece of it mm-hmm. that we have to fundraise and self-generate. And so if we take all that money and shift the NIL, well, we've got great players, but I got nobody coaching them because
exactly.
I can't pay the coaching salaries.
You can't pay the coaches, that's right.
And so we've got to continue to maintain our levels of fundraising, honestly, right. increase those levels of fundraising. At the same time, this new bucket needs to be filled too mm-hmm. from an NIL standpoint, because if you don't have talented student athletes, you don't have winning programs. So it's very much an and proposition, not an or proposition. I think there's some creative things we can do to maybe reorganize the deck chairs in terms of finding new sponsorships or corporate entities that want to get involved. Maybe you got donors that can stretch a little bit more mm-hmm. and say, hey, I normally gave this much per year. I think I can do a little bit more and put some of that to NIL. That's really what we've asked people to do. Don't do an or. I'm giving the university or I'm giving the NIL. Mm-hmm. It needs to be an and or a plus. Mm-hmm. And then let's have that conversation on how we make it sustainable.
Well, and part of it is just understanding what we're talking about today, yeah. what this new landscape is of collegiate athletics. Yeah. And something that I have seen, too, is these NIL, I'll call them agents, mm-hmm. who are going out and working with college athletic departments, perhaps, or coaches, to say, how can I help you as your agent to fundraise? Mm-hmm. And perhaps allow you to give a car to a player or give something special to a player that they didn't have before. Do you see that emergence happening with you as well?
Yeah, I think we do right now. We've got a number of entities that are in market, and they've been great for helping get our student athletes those opportunities. And whether it's a car, a billboard, an ad, they're having intentional conversations. And mm-hmm. many of the NCAA rules don't allow us right now to have those conversations as an institution. So I can't go out and solicit a car or solicit a commercial for a student athlete, mm-hmm. but that third party can. And that's mm-hmm. the reason why it's set up that way. Now, there's a lot of rumors right now that maybe some of those NCAA rules change. Over the next couple of months and giving us more.
Gotta love that in your job, right?
Every day they change. But I think this change will make it a little bit easier to strategize mm-hmm. and actualize some of those opportunities that we're talking about in-house or versus having those opportunities happen third party without any communication or collaboration with the athletic department. So it's an environment that's constantly changing. I think that makes it hard to communicate clearly to people. But frankly, we have no choice but to figure it out.
So when an NIL, let's say an agent or an entity raises funds, mm-hmm. how do you decide, is it across the board? Is it volleyball, tennis, golf, football, basketball, yeah. baseball? How do you decide that, or is it specific to the sport when they begin?
I think, from an NCAA standpoint, we're not allowed to technically decide. The institution and the institution's coaches and staff have to stay mm-hmm. out of it. But I'd also say it's similar to no different than fundraising, right? I don't get to tell a donor what to give to. Mm-hmm. I get to paint a compelling case of how you can help and find ways for that to match their interest. And I think the same from an NIL standpoint. If I'm a car dealership and I'm trying to sell a certain type of car, how can I find the right student athlete that I feel like fits the campaign or the marketing that I'm trying to do? Because of their story, their personality, or just a great smile, mm-hmm. or whatever it may be, and how do we match those two together? Mm-hmm. I think that there's a science, and then there's certainly another aspect to it that's just more of a look and feel that they've got to figure out.
That makes sense, mm-hmm. for sure. So where do you see the University of Toledo athletics program in the next 2 to 5 years, let's say?
Yeah, I think dominating the MAC unlike anything we've ever seen before.
Let's go.
And to me, that's the roadmap for it. I get lots of questions all the time from, hey, I want us to join the Big Ten tomorrow. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Or, hey, please don't ever leave the MAC because we love the MAC and we love the drivability of the conference. I hear we've got opinions on everything. No matter what you feel like we should be or should be doing, dominating the MAC enables those dreams. And I believe, and I came to Toledo because this place has done a remarkable job historically. And everything I heard on the front end from mentors and peers around the industry was that place has got even more potential than they've realized to date. And everything that I see every day I'm on the job tells me there's way more potential here for the university. And all these changes that we're talking about within college athletics actually benefit us more than our peers within the conference because we've got those natural advantages built in. You can't, when I talk about unique value proposition, you can't recreate a community like Toledo at some of these other places. They just, they're not in the city and nothing in their level change that'll allow for that. And then you look at the probably the closest comparison is Buffalo, but they've got two major, an NHL team and an NFL team right there in the city really dominating that market. Mm-hmm. So they kind of play second fiddle to some degree. Toledo's in a market where we can really champion this athletic department, and we're really the only thing that plays on national TV on a regular basis to uplift the brand of the community as a whole. Mm-hmm. So how can we be really intentional when we're playing on ESPN? We've got a four-hour commercial that we couldn't otherwise afford. How do we do a better job of telling the story of this Toledo community more so than we have? And it could be something as little as when the cameramen come in town, setting them up at the Metro Park at the new ice skating rink and having them shoot back towards the city skyline at night. And that impressive view of Toledo that paints a completely different picture than that individual that's living in Vegas that's never been to the Midwest, never been to Toledo, but has this picture in their mind of old rundown factories and not a whole lot going in the Midwest. And when you're one of those individuals or like myself that didn't grow up here, you see it firsthand, you're like, wow, this community is amazing. Wow, they're investing in the downtown. This thing is thriving. Well, we need to bring that to more people rather than relying on everybody to visit Toledo. I think Toledo athletics can be that mechanism to spread that word. We've done so much work on economic development, economic impact, and our media exposure for the university. Those numbers are both around $80 million in terms of economic impact that we deliver directly to the community via Toledo athletics and the media exposure we generate from the university separately, $80 million a piece roughly. And so when you talk about hard numbers and hard data, those are some really compelling stories that I'm not sure we've told historically, but we're gonna start telling them more often.
Well, Brian Blair, thank you so much for this perspective. It's great to hear from an athletic director in terms of the new transformational landscape that we're facing and living in real time. So thanks for being on Business Life 360 and Business Life After Hours.
Oh, thanks for having me, I appreciate it.
Find success by your own definition at your intersection of business and life on my next podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm Christy Kay.
Business Life After Hours is hosted and produced by Christy Kay. Audio engineering, production, and editing by Chris Pfeiffer. Be sure to join Christy for her award-winning television series, Business Life 360, the third Thursday of the month on WGTE HD or at WGTE.org/B360. Business Life After Hours is a production of WGTE Public Media.